The woman became a regular visitor to the young man, caring for him and counseling him. Now she visits all the Texas prisons, where she speaks with young burglars, rapists, and murderers. Before each talk, she asks herself, "What would I want a mother to say to these young men if my son were one of them?" Then she lets her heart soften and speaks. That is sharing. It takes courage to share painful emotions with those you feel have caused them, to face the possibility of rejection, and the intention to create friendship. But if you leave the distance between you that your judgment has created, you lose power. Sharing is different from complaining, which is an attempt to make someone else responsible for your experiences. That is what the woman did when she called the district attorney and the warden. A complaint is a demand that another person change so that you will feel more comfortable. In other words, it requires someone else to act differently so that you will not have to. Sharing is a communication with the intention to heal yourself, create constructively, and come closer to another individual. Even when you are frightened of what you must do to share, you are grateful for the opportunity because sharing energizes and fulfills you. When you do not share what your soul wants to share, joy leaves you, meaning becomes a stranger, and you grow rigid and brittle. The greatest gift you have to share is your presence. When you listen with full attention, without thinking about how you are going to reply, the dinner you are planning, or your projects, you give the gift of your presence. You are aware. You feel. And you are free to choose your intentions and create your experiences consciously. The more you share, the more you have to share. Images and perceptions emerge in you, guiding you and illuminating your choices. When you share your caring, patience, and open heart, you shine like the sun. This is how your soul wants to share.